Chapter 7 Sally sits at her window with her telescope again that night. She looks at the sky. Venus is clear and bright. Suddenly, Sally sees another light. The light is moving.
What's that?
Sally watches the light with her telescope. But the light disappears behind the hills. Sally whistles, and James comes to his window.
There's a strange light over there,
Sally says. She points to the hills.
Get your bicycle and meet me outside.
Sally and James cycle silently past the houses and into the field on the other side of the road. The two friends cycle up the hill.
Look,
James says, when they get to the top of the hill.
There are bicycle marks here. They're new.
Let's follow them,
Sally says. Sally and James cycle carefully along the path. After a few minutes, they turn left in the direction of the town. Suddenly, James stops.
Shh! Listen.
Sally hears the noise.
It's the same noise as last night. A police car. We have to go to the House of Venus.
The two friends cycle quickly. When they're near the bottom of the hill, Sally sees the light again. It's coming directly to them.
Quick, let's hide,
she says. Sally and James hide behind a big tree. A man cycles past. He's wearing black clothes and he's got a bag on his back.
Who's that?
I don't know. Perhaps it's the thief.
Come on, let's go to the shop.
Sally and James hide behind a car across the street from the House of Venus. The door of the shop is open and the lights are on. They see two police cars in the street. There's a policeman in front of the shop. Sally and James watch and wait. The policeman goes into the shop.
Let's see if there's another message,
says Sally. The friends cross the street and walk quietly to the door of the shop.
There is a message,
says Sally.
Give me the pencil and paper.
Sally writes the message on the paper.
Now, where do I go? Do you know? The next for me is number 4. You can't catch me. I'm going to war. Ha 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 ha!